You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and this is live from Studio J. That was Not Enough by Mustard Plug off of their Masterpieces CD, Greatest Hits from 1991 to 2002 from Hopeless Records. Before that, I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water by Thornetta Davis off of Covered Live at the Music Menu. That was a place that used to be in Greektown, right on the Strip. No longer around. And we started out with I Am a Voodoo Child, the title track by Lemon James. And we have gotten to the live part of the show. And in the studio, we have the gentleman known as Xander. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
I am good. I'm great. Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You got a lot of great songs to play, so why don't we get started?
Let's do it.
All right.
Where she find him, he's been dead for 2,000 years. She said he's inside you. I said there's no room here, my body is too full of fear. She said she'll start living. I asked when she died, she said it's a figure of speech. She said she'd need healthy. I don't believe you. She said I don't practice, I preach. She said she said, just like a beetle said, she said, oh, she said, oh, she said, only now I know what they meant. She said she loves women. In what manner, she said she's a staunch feminist. I told her she can't just keep switching teams on me. How many women have you kissed? She said she quit talking. I told her she's crazy. It's her favorite punishment. She told me she loved me. If I wasn't so honest, what a lie.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. In the house, we have Xander. All right. So, you got a new release.
That's right. November 26th, it came out.
Okay.
It's called Xander Michigan 48018.
Mm-hmm.
I created my own fake town. And
is that a real zip code, though?
It does not currently exist for
cool.
anything. So
you should patent it then.
I don't know how you would do that, but I was thinking about like getting some zoning rights or something and trying
yeah, you
to make,
should.
Yeah, some piece of land actually 48018.
There you go.
That'd be pretty cool.
All right. So how can we get it if we're interested?
You can get it all over the internet, major internet retailers, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. You can listen to it on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal. It's on YouTube, SoundCloud, all those different places. My website, you can order some CDs from me, or you can pick up a CD at a show.
Okay.
Which would be the preferable way to do it.
Yes.
However, if you're not in the area, so, unfortunately.
I think you have every base covered.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
If I'm missing anything, I mean, I'd love to know so I can
hear about it. Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
All right. Why don't we keep it going?
All right. Let me switch harmonicas.
Sure. No problem.
It's like a clothing change, right? Like the divas, you know, a wardrobe change. You got to do a harmonica change.
You're one of those.
I'm.
What key are you changing to?
From A to G.
Oh, okay. So, cool.
This song's called Patch Up My Heart.
All right.
So lucky to spend it with you. I may not be handsome and I sure ain't smart, but you the girl to patch up my heart, babe.
Right.
Kind of bouncy.
A little bit bouncy, yes. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. We have Xander doing a live performance for us. All right. You got a lot of songs there, so why don't we just keep going? Can you hear me?
No.
Alan. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I was just going to say... why don't we just keep it going? We got a lot of songs to play, and I want to hear as much of your music as I can. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Next song's called Green Socks.
Okay.
It's about a pair of green socks.
Shelter from the storm. You can have my heart, it's yours, but don't break it, please. You're the apple of my eye, you're my cloudless sky. Is it okay if I marry you, girl? Green side, you know that I love. I can hardly breathe. Oh, you know I'm
right. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. So, this was going to be your first show of the year, but you screwed that up, didn't you?
I know. I wish it was, but...
I'm happy for you.
I had an offer I couldn't refuse. You
know? That's great. But you have some upcoming ones, right?
I do, actually. I wasn't planning on booking anything till like March, but then everybody was like, hey, why don't you come play for us? And I said, okay. So next weekend, I'm playing the new 20 Front Street in Lake Orion.
Okay.
I've heard great things. I haven't been there yet.
Haven't been there yet either, but...
But I mean, a lot of people have been playing there and a lot of good friends of mine, so I'm excited to
play
out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following weekend, it was just announced today that I'll be playing Winter Blast downtown, the Meridian Winter Blast.
Oh, that is sweet.
Down at Campus Martius, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
Half the world's going to know who you are now.
I hope so.
No, I've been down there. It gets really packed.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
It's televised, too.
Yeah, it's televised,
really?
Too. Okay. Yes.
Cool.
So that is high profile. Congrats.
Thank you very much. This is the... I think I've applied the past 2-3 years, but this is the first time I got the spot, so I'm really excited to play it, and I'm thankful for the opportunity. So we'll see how it goes.
Now, that's an offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah, absolutely. Godfather style. Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All right. This is called Don't Juice Me, Babe. It's about an orange.
Was a child, but now I'm just a tall child. I don't know when I'll be a man, but oh, say for now, I'm just gonna play you out. Oh, don't use me, babe, I don't play well with others. Don't use me, babe, you're acting like a jealous lover. Say, don't use me, babe, but you always keep on trying to win. Was a poor boy, but now I'm just a poor old man. I don't know when I'll be rich, but oh, I said for now I'm trying to do it again. Oh, don't squeeze me, babe, I ain't got nothing to give. Don't tease me, babe, just let me go on and live. Say, don't use me, babe, but you always keep on trying to win. The pretty ladies, but then I found out all their secrets. I once let them have my heart, but oh, now I think I'm just gonna keep it. Oh, you slay me, babe, looking in that dress. You weigh on me, babe, my heart is in a tangled mess. Said, don't choose me, babe, but you always keep on trying to win.
Every artist has to do that. Catch me off guard. All of a sudden, bam, they're done.
Yep. I do it just to see if people are paying attention.
Exactly.
If you were like, what, the song's over? I think I'll clap now. Yeah, that would be appropriate.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. We have a live performance going on from Xander, who has a new record that just came out a couple of months ago. Some shows coming up, and you want to check him out. And he's going to be playing downtown. Wow, yeah. Campus Martius. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make it down there. I just hope the weather's like okay. It always seems like when they do those things, it's, you know,
the worst.
Yeah, the weather's great before and after, but that day, it's like, oh my God.
Absolutely.
You know?
Exactly. I don't know. And it seems like in the summer, I mean, I guess in the winter too, but in the summer, you know, you have beautiful days all during the week when you're working. And then on the weekend, it just like rains.
Sure. You're one
literally
day off.
Literally on your parade.
Yep. You're one day off.
And it just, Michigan weather.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or God forbid, don't ever like schedule an outdoor wedding
right.
in the summer.
And it always rains on that one day.
Or I've been to more than one. It's the hottest day of the summer.
True. And then it rains too.
Yeah.
Add insult to injury.
Yeah. All right. So let's see.
You said you wanted.
Or well, like, I don't want one, but if you want to do one, that's cool. I mean,
I
pick one. I mean, it's cool.
I can do a. Yeah. I mean, we can do Johnny Cash. You want to do Johnny Cash?
Excellent.
Okay.
Done.
Then let's do Johnny Cash.
All right.
Train is coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. And I hear that train rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy and don't ever play with guns. So I shot a man in Dearborn just to watch him die. When I hear my mother calling me, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. But I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But these people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I'd probably move a little on farther down. But I know I'm close to prison. It's where I want to stay. And I'm gonna let that lonesome whistle, oh, blow my blues away. Sweet!
Oh, wow. That takes me back. WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J in the house, doing a live performance, Xander. It's interesting you picked that specific song.
How so?
Holy crap. If you'll indulge me for a couple minutes.
Sure.
My father played guitar. And he's the one that got me into music, one of the ones that got me into music, taught me how to play. I don't play really well. I can't really, like, play live and make money, but I'm okay at it.
As long as you like it.
But anyway, the point is that was one of his all-time favorite songs, and he used to play it live.
Nice.
He played down south in Tennessee. He actually cut a record. God, what was the song he did? He did a 45, a cover of a song. I think it was called Red Robin, I want to say. That doesn't matter. But when he first started teaching me how to play guitar, he would do the chords, and I would do the strum.
Nice.
For that song.
Cool.
So it was like, Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're taking me back to my childhood.
Cool.
Which was like, you know, a few years ago, just a few years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you though.
Of course.
I appreciate that. That's cool. All right, what do you got next?
This next one's called Simmer Down, Mama.
All right, let's do it.
Down, Mama, please don't make a stew. I already ate, it's getting late. I just wanna make a love to you. Simmer down, Mama, you got expensive taste. Kick a can and love your man, you ain't got no time to waste. Oh, simmer down, so you don't boil.
Right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Yeah, I remember the name of the song. It was actually Rockin' Robin.
Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin.
Yeah, you're familiar with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he cut an actual 45 of that back in like 1959.
Do you still have a copy?
Oh, I wish.
That
think,
would be cool.
I think my...
Family heirloom.
I think my sister might have it.
Okay.
I'll have to find out. That's cool.
Yeah, as long as you guys have it in the family. That's a pretty cool little history tidbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. So we have Xander in the house doing a live performance for us, and let's keep it going.
Yeah, this next song is called There Ain't No Difference Between You and Me.
Between you and me, yes, I know, ain't no difference. just a little better.
All right, yeah. WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. So I guess it'd be fair to say you're like doing about half new, half old? You know, last release, you know, that kind of thing, approximately, ballpark.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you gotta...
Yeah, no.
Put a good mix in there.
I just wanted to clarify, but yeah, I'm absolutely looking at your new release. That's kind of a cool picture on the front.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's a gutted out building.
Taken downtown. We did a little adventure, and I mean, it's surprising, obviously, if you know you're familiar with Detroit, you know this, but I mean, so many abandoned buildings everywhere. I mean, we just
yeah. But then we talked about it too. I mean, right next to it is like a brand new building or a brand new condo or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Which is like crazy to see old and new, but I mean, if you want to go spelunking in an abandoned building, I mean, you just go drive down the street and there's like two or three buildings, you know, that you're,
yeah.
Which, well, I mean, it is what it is, but it makes for good photography, definitely.
Yes, it does, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of interesting because I go back far enough, well, I'm going to date myself now, that I remember when a lot of those buildings were still in pretty decent shape.
Right.
You know, and they were beautiful, beautiful buildings at one time, a lot
absolutely
of them.
Absolutely, yeah.
They and were you, just gorgeous.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, looking at them, it's like, what did this look like, you know, back in its prime? And
well, back in the 50s, you know, downtown, a lot of the... You know, well-to-do. They lived down there.
Right, yeah.
We actually, I think I remember reading, like, at the early 50s, we reached a peak of, like, something like 3 million.
Seriously?
As far as population.
In the city of Detroit.
In the city of Detroit, yeah.
Wow. That's insane. And yeah. Now it's only, like, 700,000 or something.
If that, yeah.
If that, yeah.
Yeah, by the time I was little, it was already down.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. So let's keep it going.
Okay. This next one is called Hey Zeus. It's a tribute to my friend's father that passed away from cancer this past year.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. But instead of, you know, when you commemorate somebody's life, you want to do it in a positive and uplifting way.
You celebrate it.
You celebrate it, exactly. So this song's about kind of celebration and kooky and zany and fun. So this is called Hey Zeus. We call his name, his nickname was Zeus. So,
okay, cool. Yeah, so.
Blue sky.
Live from Studio J with Xander. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Hey, Zeus.
Hey, Zeus.
All right.
Cool. Xander, Michigan.
Yeah. So I'm trying to, what is that zip code again? 48018.
Huh. I mean, if you type it into like Google Maps, when you type in a zip code, it'll give you it'll show the city, and it just, nothing shows up. I mean, it's like, there are a couple things like a weird address in Italy or something like that, but there's nothing, you know.
And I know there's zip codes that are higher than that, so to speak.
Yeah.
Numerically.
I mean, there's a database online, the Michigan Registry of Zip Codes, and I mean, it skips certain zip, like, numbers for whatever reason. I mean, like, Clawson, which is where I'm from, is 48017, and 480819 and 20 are not...
Don't exist.
...used. And then 21 is, like, a center line or something.
That's weird.
It's totally weird. I don't know why. Maybe they did at one point exist as something, but they currently don't. I don't know why. So, I capitalized on it.
Hey.
I figured, why not?
Cool.
So...
All right. Let's see. Paper Town?
Speaking of the album in 48018, Paper Town is the title track, so to speak, for the record. And it's the concept that it was based on was a movie that I saw called Paper Towns. It was not a great movie, to be honest with you. But the concept of it was a paper town is a fake city, or it could be a fake whatever, on a map that cartographers or map makers will use to mark their own work. So if somebody tries to plagiarize them, they know that it's plagiarized by having that fake city on there as like a signature, kind of.
Okay.
And so 48018 is a paper town. It's a fake town that doesn't exist except for on paper, you know? So that was the whole kind of concept about the whole thing. So.
See? It's like what I told you earlier. You got to make sure, you know, if you get a lawyer, they can say, hey, you can't use that zip code.
Yeah, can you imagine somebody coming after me? Take that album down. Give me all your money from your album sales.
All right, let's do it.
To be
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Xander. All right, in case somebody wasn't listening toward the beginning, why don't we tell everybody how to get your music and your upcoming shows?
Yeah, you can search Xander Michigan is what I go by when I'm doing gigs. Actually, XanderMichigan.com is a good way to get just about everything.
Okay.
Gigs and everything.
And it links to...
It actually links to just about everything. There's like a music tab and a merch tab, and the music tab has every single link you can possibly think of on there. I mean, the Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CD Baby,
all the usual suspects.
It has a gig calendar and an actual interactive map that you can look at and see where the gigs are located. And just other information about me. Yeah, but other than that, I mean, I'm all over social media as well. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I don't really do the Snapchat too well, but I don't think most people do either.
Nah.
So, but yeah, so I'm everywhere, and you can email me at xandermichigan@gmail.com, and you can come to a show and hang out. So,
which you have one coming up at...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
20 Front Street on January 14th.
Whoa. We wish.
Christmas in July.
We wish.
January 14th at 20 Front Street in Lake Orion. I think it starts around 8 o'clock. And then January 20th at Winter Blast down in Campus Martius. I will be playing Friday afternoon at like 4:30, I think.
That's a pretty good time slot. It really is.
I think so. People are getting off work and they're just going to...
Yeah, it's not too early, but it's not too late either.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people that I talk to, musicians, you know, it's like you don't want like the final spot. You don't want the first spot. You
exactly.
want something like kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
That's when people are really primed and they're still they're still awake, so to speak.
Awake.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Too much apple juice.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All right, this one is called You Remind Me of a Girl That I Once Knew.
I like that one.
It's a good one. And I think we said before, you can actually find it on Grace and Frankie, the Netflix original series.
Really?
Yeah, they picked it up and they used it in a little cameo in one of their episodes.
Do you know which one, by any chance?
It is season 2, episode 4.
I'll have to look that up. I like that show. I watch it.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny show. And it's they're sitting in a car and they're chatting. And it's like on the car radio, the song is playing on the car radio. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty faint, but it's still there.
Enough. If you're looking for it, you can catch it.
Exactly. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, casual watchers probably wouldn't pay too much attention, but I mean, if you're looking for it, you're like, oh my God, that's, you know,
that's Xander.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, Grace and Frankie, and yeah, so here it goes.
All right.
Knew a girl in my hometown. She looked a lot like you. Are you quite sure that you're not her? I don't believe that's true. I left my home when I was young, the only time that I could go. I told her that when I'm rich I would return. She said, darling, no you won't. And you remind me of a girl that I once. You remind me of a girl that I once knew. I still remember that rainy day, saddest I've ever seen. And I can't forget that soft, sweet face with all the places I've been. She's got a smile that I've seen somewhere, honest and joyful and soft. She's got a smile that's what I've seen somewhere way far out. And you remind me of a girl that I once knew. And you remind me of a girl that I once knew. inside my head, I feel like I have grown. And when your lips, they touch my lips, I feel like I am home. I've fallen in love about a million times, none of them were true. I fell in love with her way back then, but maybe, just maybe, I was falling in love with you. And you remind me of the girl that I once knew. You remind me of the girl that I once knew. You remind me of the girl that I once knew.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Live performance happening right now from Xander. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that episode up. That's cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
It's, right. They do such cool things with like music syncing and licensing, you know, nowadays. And I'm hoping to do more, you know, in the future. But that was like my first cool one, you know.
Oh, so, anything. That's street cred there, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like, I'm on a Netflix show, you know?
Right. Yeah. 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 Do you act? It's like, nah, I don't really act. But I'm on the show.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to squeeze in a few more, so let's keep it going.
All right. The next one's called Winds of Change. This is the protest song for the show.
If no one had a dream, then Martin Luther King would be another black man in Georgia. If no one spoke their mind, then they won't ever find what they're looking for. You ask what I wanna do, and if I told you the truth, you'd wish you'd never act. I don't want your grief, so please just make it brief. If I live like you, baby, I'd be crying too. I got a sickness called common sense. If you look to the sky, would you think to ask me why? You live just like them. When you're walking down the road, will you look before you go? Or will you just start walking? Trying to sound smart, we think for you to part. Oh, you just start talking now. Oh, winter change ain't blowing your way. They are blowing mine. If I had a car, I would drive it very far. I would put the pedal down. And if I were a lover, I wouldn't hide beneath the covers. I would stand up and shout it out. I don't mean to be green, but your speech is so obscene. Is it really God you chose?
change ain't blowing your way. They are blowing mine. The winds of change ain't blowing your way. They are blowing mine.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Xander. That almost sounds familiar. That's not a cover, right?
It's not a cover, no.
It just, I don't know, it just has that sound to it. It sounds like something you've heard before, I don't know.
I think that maybe subconsciously I based it off of another song, probably. I mean, that's probably what everybody does, but...
Oh, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put you down for that. All musicians do that, I mean.
Yeah, good musicians borrow, great musicians steal.
Exactly, you know? Yeah, there's no way you can create something completely, you know, like reinvent the wheel, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, everybody doing their own thing has copied off of their idols. I mean, since the dawn of musical time.
Even the biggest artists.
Yeah, absolutely.
The hugest artists. Elvis, Beatles, Led Zeppelin, they all.
Yeah. It's a timeline. I mean, you can see it going all the way back. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure composers back in the day were copying off of other composers.
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out like who Beethoven got his inspiration from or something like that? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's
who he stole from?
Exactly. I mean, it probably happened. I mean, Beethoven was deaf, but I mean, I'm sure that there was some sort of musical influence that he had that caused him to create.
Oh, there had to be.
Did. Yeah, I mean, he didn't just like become an awesome composer just overnight.
It didn't come out of thin air. There's
exactly.
There's no way.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Bathtub Gin.
Yeah. This one's fun.
Yes, it is.
It's fast and it's furious. Bathtub Gin.
Yeah, little trivia there for you. You may know this already, but Chicago gets all the press as far as like the Prohibition era.
Really?
Yeah, but you know that Detroit was actually the number one?
I mean,
far as like, you know, getting the stuff over here?
Duh. I mean, like Windsor is literally around the corner.
Yeah.
In Canada.
Yeah.
That's just so absurd for people to think that.
Yeah. All the movies are, it's always about Chicago. Chicago, you know, Prohibition, the mobsters. It's like, no, the Purple Gang.
That's right. Yeah. That's so crazy. I mean, geographically speaking. But I guess people were bootlegging it like in their own, like what, like bathtubs and stuff.
Yeah. You know? The only problem was is a lot of it really was. It was like drugs are now, I should say. They, you know, a lot of it was poison.
Right.
It was actually harming people.
Oh, I'm sure.
People were dying from drinking stuff that they were being sold.
Right.
Because it wasn't like true
regulated
alcohol.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bathtub gin, you know, it's like...
Exactly. Definitely dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah. So potions got me all mixed up. Definitely. Definitely true to the song.
Yeah. That's what happened to me when I was younger. Anyway. All right.
Back in the Prohibition era?
I don't go back that far, Xander. Thanks.
Don't date yourself.
I may be old, but I'm not that old.
Definitely not.
All right. Let's try to squeeze a couple more in.
All right. I think I'm going to skip the next one and then do the following two, if that's cool. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm just going to stick to the script.
Whatever you want to do, man.
All right, cool. This song is actually on the first demo. It's not on either of the two new records. It's called Don't You Get Any Ideas. I thought about redoing it and giving it new, but got to save some songs for the scratch demos, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have every song be shiny and new.
Right. So when you become famous, you know, then you can sell those songs for like a really high price.
Yeah. And I mean, the only 300 copies, I think, of the first thing were ever printed, and I don't have any more. So they're floating somewhere. And whoever has them, if I ever do, which, I mean, come on, that's crazy. But it could be worth something someday.
You know what sucks is you're not going to make the money off of it.
Right.
It's the people that have
it's people that are selling it. Yeah. And I probably gave it to them for free, too.
Exactly.
Desperate.
All right.
Yeah. So good luck, people trying to sell my CDs. All right. This song is called Don't You Get Any Ideas.
As the days go past and the waves they crash, but this youth won't last, but I pretend for now. And my mind gets numb, and my fingers get dumb. Soon I won't be able to stir, but I'll do it while I can. And my legs, they shake, and my heart, it quakes. In the lay under the lakes, it's so cold out here. I said, don't you get cute, or I'll give you the boot. And I'll throw you down the chute with no ladder. Don't you get any ideas? You're far too young for that. We say we live for tomorrow, but we want yesterday back.
All right, WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. What is the shorter of the two that's left?
Probably, I can shorten the first one. We can do that.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, this song's called If Only You Knew I'd Be Good to You, and thank you all for listening, and thanks for having me, and, you know, this has been a great experience.
Thank you again, Xander. My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, whoa. Oh,